An airport hangar in Kenosha, hometown of Democrat Bob Wirch, one of the 14 senatorial holdouts, was the scene of a close-to-the-public gubernatorial news conference designed to put pressure on Wirch and the others to return.
Again, I'm not asking people to agree with me on every single part of this budget repair bill, but what I am asking for is for 14 state senators to do what their colleagues in the Assembly have done over the last several days, and that's come back and have a vote.
The early morning Assembly vote to approve the budget repair bill, including the controversial provision on public employee collective bargaining, was taken over the strenuous objections of Assembly Democrats. Senator Wirch, reached by cell phone after Walker's appearance in Kenosha, said he and the others aren't yet ready to heed Walker's call to return.
Well, I think the governor should listen to the people of Wisconsin, the polls, that I've seen are overwhelmingly against his attack on worker rights. Clearly, the number of demonstrators in the Capitol should be sending out a clear message to him.
Walker's news conference occurred with less than an hour's notice for reporters and law enforcement personnel, but by the time Walker's jet took off, about 75 protesters were on hand at the runway fence line with familiar signs and chants. For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.